Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, like I said, they came out with the intentions, to put a lot of pressure on him, whether it was on the ball with pick and rolls or off the ball with the movement. We have to come up with some ways to shake him free and get him to the strength zones within the context of what we do. That's the playoffs. They're doing stuff to get their best players activated, and we have to do things that, get our best players going, and then also other guys stepping up and making some plays to keep them honest.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. I bring on my good friend Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel this morning. David, how you doing?
Morning, Joe. Probably a little better than Eric Spoelstra, considering he can be Einstein and John Wooden and all that. And he's got a tough run. Figured out how to help his team in this one.
Yeah, and by the way, we all agree on that. I know some people are getting on me maybe because I've been a little hard on Tyler Hero, 4-for-13, 11 points. And my point has been this. You're right. If both teams play well and the Celtics play anything like yesterday, they're going to win this real quickly and should win the series with Jimmy Butler out anyway. But I just want to see the best players, the guys that got the new contracts that are getting paid good. I just want to see them play well. That's all. I'm not saying they win. Tyler Hero could have had 25 or 30 yesterday. They probably don't win. But I'd like to see him better than 4-for-13 and 11 points. You got that second contract, which tells me they think he's better than just an average player to get that kind of money, unless I'm missing something. What do you expect from Tyler?
I'm with you. And talking to Tyler this year, he talked about how it could be at times, I'm not saying difficult, but he wanted the ball more. Jimmy wants the ball in his hands. And there was a – he was talking about how there's this, balance of how to get – well, the ball's in his hands now. Okay, he's got as many shots as he can create, as many as they're going to run for him. And so he's going to define himself a little more, and this is his chance. Bam said that after they beat Chicago Friday night. This is their chance to, expand. Bam's numbers are bigger without Jimmy. Tyler's numbers are bigger without, for obvious reasons. Not that the team's better. They just have more chances. So, but reality takes over too. They have no chance against Boston. If they win a game, it'll be,
The other thing, David, you're talking about that. I think even when you don't have your best player out there, like the bullies can come out and bully you around because big brother's not there, who kind of sets everything, calms everything down, is well respected in these kind of games. So yeah, I think there's a lot of different parts to this thing. So I got to flip it around here. Panthers yesterday. Power play goal, big game, Bob. Panthers bring back playoff hockey with winning script in game one. Dave, by the way, before we get into that game, who does the headlines for these stories to get? Obviously, they're good. And who do you guys write your own, or is somebody that does that?
We're writing our own now. This is one of the changes in our business in the last 5 years. So we write the headlines, we write the cut lines, meaning writers. Pick out pitchers. I think we have to do some accounting too, and so we're doing the whole thing now. So that's a change from before. We got to say, oh, when a coach or player got mad at a headline, oh, we don't write the headline. Well, we do now. So that's the way it's going.
I didn't realize that. I've talked to you for years. I had no idea. I thought somebody literally came in and said, I watch the game here. Who are you writing? Oh, yeah. Okay, I got this for you. Yeah. Anyway, what's your thoughts on the Panthers? By the way, all their big guys showed up. Verhaeghe, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, and Big Bob. Not bad.
Yeah, they couldn't have had a better day. You know, not only winning game one, obviously, against Tampa Bay, but like you said, their stars came and played. They had – start the playoffs in right way. Their leading goal scorer, Reinhardt, scores the first goal. Then they get a power play goal, which the power play, it ranks, I think, eighth in the league or seventh. But it has been struggling. It hadn't scored in a while, and that's something they need in the playoffs. So then they get a power play goal. Barkov makes a great pass to Verhaeghe. And Verhaeghe says afterwards he didn't even see the puck. It just hit his stick and went in. So, I mean, and then, you know, Bobrovsky not asked to do a lot, but he needed some big saves to give the game. The other thing, the discipline, they were second in the league in penalties this year. Tampa Bay's number one on power play. So that's something they had to be aware of. They had one penalty right until the final minutes when Verhaeghe went in and Tampa Bay scored a goal in the last final seconds to make it 3-2. But Tampa Bay is going to be a tough out. They got the know-how of a two-time champion, and they're a tough team. And so this isn't unlike the NBA when you say the Big Three went into it and you say, oh, they're gonna first round's a cakewalk, second round they'll win, and then it starts to get tougher. The margins are smaller in the NHL, and Tampa Bay's tough.
I got to tell you, the checking and the hits, I mean, guys knocking the crap, and then, oh, you knocked the crap out of my guy, I'm going to knock the crap out of you, run into each other. I mean, it was really physical. And we were talking about this a little bit. I think Panthers and Lightning might be the best or second best rivalry right now we have in this town. Would you agree with that? Maybe Boston Celtics and the Heat have seemed to play each other a lot.
Boy, that tells you how weak our rivalries are right now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, right. We've had some rough years. Yeah, we've had some.
Yeah, we've had some. The rivalries need consequence. What happened to Miami, Florida State? That's out the window as far as consequence.
You're right.
Yep. I'd say Buffalo, Miami, the Buffalo and the Dolphins still would be to me the prime rivalry. Boston and the Heat the last several years has been huge because they've met in the conference finals. It's just this year that's the disappointment this year is you don't get to see Jimmy Butler in that setting and the Heat having they'd still be big underdogs against Boston, but we've seen them twice in the last 4 years go to the Eastern Conference Finals when no one had thought they could. So that's a disappointment there. Yeah. But Tampa Bay. I guess Tampa Bay. You know, Tampa Bay knocked the Panthers out in previous two, not last year, but the 2 years before that. So I guess there's the players talk about it. 109 hits yesterday, so there's some bruises today. But as Paul Maurice said, it wasn't a hyper-physical game. There were a lot of hits, but nothing, it wasn't like guys were, sometimes there's violence on the ice, and there wasn't that yesterday.
I got to tell you, they get after it. No, there's no question. All right, so I got to ask you, 21st pick, Miami Dolphins coming up Thursday. As of right now, the 21st pick. What's your gut feeling tell you the Dolphins do with the 21st pick? Do they move out of it to get more draft picks? Or do you see him taking a certain position kind of being a priority for Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel?
Well, I think they're going to move out of one of the top two picks. I don't know what the offers are and what, you know, who comes up, but they need to add some more picks if they can. And one thing, you look at Chris Greer's through time, through when he's running drafts, he makes a lot of trades. So I'd say they move out of one of the top two to add more picks. Your guess is as good as mine on what they need. I think I get offensive line is the big thing, and I've said that, but, you know, they also need a receiver. There's going to be a lot of receivers there. Then it becomes how much do you invest in certain positions? Yeah. How much do you invest in a receiver? Do you two big contracts and a first-round pick? Maybe.
Not a lot, when you got a 1 and 2 like they have. You're right.
Yeah, and, you know, if they're for roster building, like last year they took a cornerback for the obvious reason they needed one, but also looking ahead, they figured Xavien Howard wasn't going to be back for $25 million the following year, for next year. And so in that context, you understood a cornerback. Same thing, probably an offensive tackle now. How many years can you go with Teron Armstead, and playing 10 games a year, 11, 12, 13, whatever it is. So I don't know, Joe, what do you got? Where are you thinking they're going?
I'm on the line of scrimmage. I'm still sticking with the offensive line. Hey, look, we got some guys back on the left side that missed a lot of games between the two of them, and they're really good when they both played. Isaiah Wynn was really good when he played, but he has been injured, and this goes back to his problems at New England when he was a first-round pick. He was injured a lot. And it's not like anybody wants to be injured. I get it. It just happens. Teron played, 10 games last year, if I'm not mistaken. He missed a bunch of games. So I'm probably looking for a swing guy in there somewhere of being able to do that. And by the way, they've got a lot of the backups they had from last year on this team. And I got to tell you, Dave, the other one is, and this is definitely not sexy because it's not necessarily a defensive tackle that can rush the quarterback, but I still think we need, and they got a whole bunch of guys there. They have signed everybody's brother for a defensive tackle. I still think they need another guy there.
They're going to be playing a lot. You know, Christian Wilkins, he played for two guys. You know, they're going to be alternating guys next year, but I'm with you the injury thing that has been an issue with the Dolphins the last couple years, part of it is just for what you said. They keep signing guys who have an injury history. You can't keep doing that. Football is such a game of attrition. You can't go into it knowing that, well, this guy's going to get hurt just because, unless we cross our fingers and it's one of his lucky years this year. You know, I mean that's no way to go into a season. So I'm with you. They got to get some guys that they can say, you know, what Buffalo lined up everybody on the offensive line last year, and I think they played the whole year. Where the Dolphins go into a season, like Isaiah Wynn, half the year, can he make it? Armstead, how many games is he going to play? Yeah. I mean, that's no way to go into a season.
Well, they've added Kendall Lamb. I know they feel better about that because he was really good as a backup tackle.
Yeah.
But you got frontline guys. There's no question about it. Dave, it's always great having you, man. I appreciate you getting up and coming on with us this morning. Big, big week of sports, including the NFL draft coming up this week, and it'll be great. So I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.